Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. A girl stands on the edge of a diving board, her dark skin speckled with different shades of brown and peach. Two women sit, legs crossed, in front of a red square that matches their brightly colored lips. Artist Andrew Gray's work often features African-American figures alongside bold shapes, circles divided into pie pieces of color, squares blocked off into shadow and light. You can see his work now through September 7th at Hotel Indigo in Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood. And Andrew Gray is here with me. Welcome to On the Record.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You grew up in Connecticut. Did you always know you were going to be an artist?
No, but I always had like kind of like a knack for it. My art teacher, he's like always the coolest person. Like we'd sneak up there during lunch and like he'd have us like rap in ciphers and stuff. So he was like always so cool. So like I was always like in touch with art.
So you graduated from the Maryland Institute College of Art last year. You studied graphic design and painting.
Yeah.
How does your work combine lessons from both of those disciplines?
Yeah, they're really contrasting fields. And every time like I would tell someone that I studied both of those things, they kind of like look at me like a little puzzled. But I've noticed that like I like contrasting things. Like I'm an artist and an athlete, studied painting, graphic design. My work is kind of abstract, but also has like realistic qualities. So I say like when I studied graphic design, I noticed that there were a lot of processes that I can introduce into my painting. So like they focus really much on like hierarchy, where your eyes travel. They illustrate the figures. There's a lot of illustration that happens in graphic design. And I thought that'd be interesting to kind of like put into my paintings because like, you know, paintings processes include like, you know, you're really focused on texture, the edges, rendering qualities when it comes to like the portrait. So I noticed like when I combined those things, it kind of made like a unique visual language that, you know, I enjoyed and people started enjoying more too.
Where do you get your inspiration?
I see a lot of color abstraction during the early 1900s. I look at Kenday Wiley, Kent Williams. I like Kent Williams. So I have a couple artists that I'm really interested in, but I'd say my main influences are from like color abstraction movement.
What is your process like? I mean, do you sketch your ideas first? Do you plunge right in with paints?
What? Yeah, I'd say like 80% of my paintings start off like pure abstraction. So kind of like just turning my music up and just like going at the painting with pure abstraction. I kind of let the concepts build organically.
And some of your paintings then, it's mostly just in terms of, you know, square inches, mostly abstract. And then there's something representative in it. Does that then come to your mind later? Or is that always in your mind as you start a painting?
I'd say it's during the process. And I think the painting you might be like envisioning in your head is called Unwind. Is that the one with like the circle of like
that's one of the ones
and
I'm
then, like,
thinking
had, like,
of
the portrait in it. Yeah, so like that one actually has like an interesting story to it. So I went to Memphis for an art fair trip, and during the art fair they treated us to visit the National Civil Rights Museum. And there, like, you know, I learned something very interesting, that like 70-75% of the civil rights movement was backed and like started by African-American women. So like when I came back home to Baltimore, started this painting on a circle, and I was just throwing colors, and they were really saturated colors, you know, color fields. And I was like, it'd be interesting if I have a small section of it, like a monochromatic portrait of like an African-American woman, because I see it as like a parallel to like them being like overlooked for this big, beautiful movement that allows me to, you know, be here today talking to you. So
it's very dramatic. There's this big, wonderful shade of blue that catches my eye first.
Yeah, 100%.
And I missed the lady the first time I looked
at
the painting. I mean, she's really small at the bottom of the painting in shadow. It's very dramatic.
Yeah, it's like she's meant to be almost overlooked, but the backbone to the painting. You know, like once you notice she's there, if she wasn't there, it's something would be missing. And for me, like the painting is complete having her there. And like to me, again, that's parallel to the civil rights movement. What would that be without, you know, the African-American women that were like fighting for this change?
That's Baltimore painter and MICA graduate Andrew Gray here on the record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Your painting, or actually a poster, I guess, I Am a Man, features an African-American man in a suit standing with a cheetah at his side. And there appears to be a black shadow, maybe It's a panther next to them. And the background is yellow with the words that read, "I am a man," in red capital letters, "am" underscored. Tell us about this painting.
It was influenced by the Memphis sanitation strike that happened. And
"I am a man," they carried posters.
They carried posters that said, like, "I'm a man." Like, because two sanitation workers were killed by a malfunctioning truck or sanitation truck.
Killed in a truck.
So back to what you said, like, it kind of like functions as a poster. So creating that work, I was looking at the time, I was looking at a lot of Russian propaganda and like how Russian designers were using their posters to influence young men to make them seem like war is a good thing or like, you know, a masculine thing. So
Russian propaganda from a century
early 1900s. I was influenced by them, but I wanted to make something that functioned like that, but in a positive way. So having the "I am a man," referring back to, you know, the sanitation strike and just going back to all our ancestors and how they worked and literally died for the equal opportunity for us to be in like proper work environments and also like being able to be like, "I can be president now," you know, like, so that's why you have the African-American man in kind of like an office attire, reminding younger children like our ancestors have died and paved the way for us to have like these equal opportunities.
What can people see if they visit your exhibit at Hotel Indigo?
Personal narratives, and they can see how like I merge realism and abstraction together. It kind of like work together visually. Not to toot my horn, but I don't think I've seen things done like that before. And I think it's like an interesting like gray area to be in between, you know, abstraction and realism, graphic design and painting. It's like these things that not really supposed to work, but they work for me.
You're a full-time painter now.
Yeah.
Was that a scary transition to make, to leave your graphic design job?
Extremely scary. I actually made a painting about it that's in the show as well called Liftoff. But it was scary because it's like, you know, you never know like what can happen. You can just, you know, fall. But I felt like you have to treat yourself as a business. So like there's not only creating your art, it's promoting it, you know, having the website, getting the materials, getting everything ready. So if I was working a 9-to-5 job, and anyone that works a 9-to-5 job knows that it's not actually 8 hours a day. It always leaks to your personal time and, you know, often weekends. So I was not able to really work on my work. So like within the last 5 months, I think that I've been full time. I've made 10 works, 10 paintings.
What do you want to accomplish with your art?
I'd say two things. I want to express Black history, but also I want to like express diverse environments, the beauty of diverse environments. So you see my website, right? So
yeah, sure.
I have three works up there that are like very different than my usual works, the works that are in Hotel Indigo. But they speak on my diverse upbringing as a child. And I think that was a beautiful moment. Like my mother would wake up extra 30 minutes early to bring me to a school that was like filled with a variety of races. So like whole bunch of cultures in like one room, and I thought it was like a small school, only like, you know, 30 children in each class, but I thought it was beautiful because I learned about so many different cultures and I was able to kind of like, you know, express where I came from. And now that I grew up with it, I'm kind of comfortable talking to anybody, being around anybody. It's something that my mother instilled in me, that like, you know, America isn't one color. I'm different, but America isn't one color. You have to be able to be around everybody and communicate with everyone.
And what's next for you?
I guess to continue like making paintings, like I said, expressing the beauty of diverse environments. It's something I'm tackling, but November 7th, I have a show in L.A. of Band of Vices that I'm looking forward to. So,
well,
if you're in L.A.
I wish you all the luck in the world. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me on here.
Andrew Gray is a graphic designer and painter. His work is on display at Hotel Indigo's library and its lobby bar, Poets, Modern Cocktails, and Eats, through September 7th. Hotel Indigo is located at 24 West Franklin Street in the Mount Vernon neighborhood. You can check out Andrew's paintings on his website. We have a link at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. After a quick break, a Stoop story. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.